This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Professor Hallock's Builds a Body is produced by Fun Kids with support from the Wellcome Trust.
Hello again, cheeky chemists. I'm Nurse Nanobot, and it's time to join Professor Hallock's again in his laboratory. Well, he calls it a laboratory. It's more like a milk float's crashed into a bread factory. What a mess! There's clouds of flour filling the place and huge washing up bowls full of beakers and test tubes, and there are books all over the place. Some of them look like recipe books, and I think I can smell something cooking. It smells like curry. Brainbox Professor Hallocks is attempting to build his very own human body, full of all those gory but very important bits. Let's find out what he's up to today. Something to do with the cooking, perhaps?
Hi there, and welcome back to my lab. Yes, nurse. As always, you've hit the nail right on the head. I'm adding a tongue to my body today, so he will be able to taste things. And what better way to test it out than with a wonderfully spicy curry? Back to work. Over to you, nurse.
The tongue is a sort of muscle. Actually, it's made up of several muscles which work together. It's the only muscle in your body which is only attached at one end. The front part is very flexible. It has to be to help you talk, move food about,
and to stick it out at people you don't like, of course.
That's rude. The back of your tongue is thicker. Its job is to help move the food down your throat or esophagus and also make the sounds of the letters C and G. If you try to say go or cake without moving your tongue, you'll see how it wants to help. Underneath your tongue is the frenulum. It's a thin piece of tissue which keeps your tongue in place and stops you swallowing it with a gulp.
I've made a lovely long tongue for my body, thin at the front and thick at the back, and here's the frenulum. But what I need now is to help this boring old tongue get fizzing with flavours. I'll be adding some papillae. Tell them, nurse! Great wee things, papillae!
If you look very closely at your tongue, you'll see that it has bumps all over the top, although it's smooth on the bottom. There are so many bumps on the top that there are hardly any gaps between them. These are the papillae. You might have socks or soft slippers that have rubber spots on the bottom to stop you slipping. Well, part of the papillae's job is to do the same thing, helping to get a grip on the food and move it along. They also contain the taste buds. Taste buds can detect a wide variety of flavours, from sweet and sour through to bitter or salty flavours. And you probably have twice as many taste buds as your parents do. We lose taste buds the older we get.
That's probably why grown-ups don't eat so many sweets or curries when they're older. They can't make out all the tastes.
Each taste bud contains microscopic hairs called villi. These send messages to the brain about the taste coming in. And although it's great to be able to enjoy all the terrific tastes, an important reason that things have tastes is to help us avoid danger, to stop you eating something that is poisonous or has gone off, like drinking milk that is too old. Cold things prevent the messages getting through to the brain as quickly as normal, and so that's why ice cream won't taste as sweet as a milkshake, although both are very tasty.
Right. More or less screwed in the taste buds. Golly, there are lots of them! Don't forget to tell them about the nose's job in all of this. Without it, you couldn't taste much at all.
There are special things up your nose called olfactory receptors. They're a bit like the villi that send messages about taste, but they do the job for smell. Now, taste and smell are very closely connected. Things that smell good usually taste good too. And if something smells bad, it's unlikely you'll want to put it in your mouth. The smell of food also adds to the taste. If you eat a spoonful of curry when you're holding your nose, you might find it isn't as tasty. That's also why when you have a cold and your nose is blocked, food can taste bland and boring.
Horrible old anatomy fact.
Newt's tongues might sound like something from a witch's brew, but it's exactly the sort of ingredient that herbalists 600 years ago would have used in their potions to cure their patients. Another ingredient was worms' livers.
Poor old newts! Those funny ingredients probably didn't help much. They certainly didn't help the newts. Although some of the herbs they used are still used in medicines today.
Disgusting detail.
Drool, dribble, slobber, spit. All names for saliva. Not very nice stuff out of your mouth, whether it's from a slobbering dog or someone naughty spitting. Yuck. Some people have a fear of saliva, normally other people's, and that phobia has a very curious name. Q-unliskan phobia. Quite a mouthful.
Talking of mouths, inside your mouth, saliva is really helpful. It washes the food down, keeps everything good and moist, and contains some bug-fighting stuff too. Just pouring a salver of saliva into my body's mouth. Right. My amazing body has a lovely rubbery tongue with thousands of taste buds all ready for a slurp of my curry. Let's let the lightning loose! Brilliant! It's worked! I think he's hungry. Who wouldn't be with this delicious Danzac right here? That's my work done for today. Next time we'll be giving our body a set of teeth! So we can get to grips with something a bit crunchier. Hope you can join us then.
Professor Hallock's Builds a Body is produced by Fun Kids with support from the Wellcome Trust.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.